You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's an issue that never ceases to get people talking, and now it's finally about to become a reality. Auckland CBD is heading towards becoming car-free. While Queen Street could be a while off, a trial next year will see increasing closures for vehicles on inner-city Auckland streets for special events to focus on pedestrians, with High Street top of the list. Chris Darby is the chair of the planning committee. I spoke to him today and started by asking what's actually about to happen to our city.
Well, just last week at the Planning Committee of Auckland Council, which is a major committee which I chair, we confirmed a program of work which is around refreshing a strategic document we call the City Centre Master Plan. And one of those key work streams is something that we call Access for Everyone. And a component of that is looking at how we can better improve the street environment in particularly Queen Street from Customs coming up to Victoria, to Wellesley, and then ultimately up to Merrill Drive and surrounding streets. How we can improve that for pedestrians and cyclists, but predominantly for pedestrians. So that's where our focus is at the moment. We have asked our staff to go away and look at how we can radically improve the quality of those environments for pedestrians in the city centre.
And in the short term, there's going to be a trial next year, I believe.
Yeah, well, at the meeting I asked the staff, look, you know, we're beyond pondering this and, you know, getting reports back and toing and froing. We need to crack on the pace. There's an incredible public appetite to reclaim the streets, as it's phrased. You know, we need to look at the streets as the open space that's on borrowed time. And you know, since the 1940s, 50s, the city centre streets have really been borrowed by the motor vehicle, and it's time to call in the loan and reclaim those streets for people.
So when you talk about there being an appetite for this, why is this the right thing to do? Do we actually know that people do want it?
Yeah, look, my committee has had support from the City Centre Residents Group, the Business Association for the City Centre, which is called Heart of the City, by advocacy groups like Greater Auckland, Walking Advocates, Cycling Advocates, the list goes on. The Regional Public Health Service is real keen too. Just recently, we received some information at Council that the black carbon, which is a very non-technical name for fine particulate that is emitted from diesel vehicles, which is predominantly buses, freight, quite a few private motor vehicles, but not too many. We've got fine particulate contaminants in the city centre at alarming levels. So this is the sort of particulate that you inhale. It sits in your lungs. It affects your health, particularly if you've got a respiratory condition already, you know, asthma and that sort of thing, and it does lead to premature deaths.
So if it's predominantly from buses, why are we going to keep them being in the city centre?
Ah, good one, because one is we need the bus transport, but it's how we do that. So we are slowly converting to electric buses. We've got electric buses there now. Auckland Transport is in the middle stages of working out the arrival of some hydrogen buses, looking at a hydrogen production facility at the moment. But we'll be really ramping up the rollout of electric buses in the city centre.
So is this not just about getting people out of cars in general, or is it actually to help the city centre grow and develop?
Absolutely, you're spot on. This is not just about getting people out of cars. This is about the shortage of open space there is in the city centre. You can't just go and create another Albert Park. Look, we've got the Aotea Centre at the Midtown area and the new square that we're developing outside the Britomart Transport Terminal, which is just all covered up with works at the moment. And then we've got some wonderful waterfront spaces. But Look, people in those precincts that are between Wellesley and Customs, there's thousands of people working there. And you want to spill out of your office and have some space to go to. We've recently done the wonderful Freiburg Square, and you can see the massive success of that. The demand is huge. The open space that beckons is actually the street.
Is there support from not just obviously workers who, yeah, fair enough, they probably do want those spaces, but what about the people that own these businesses? Is there any pushback from people that think they might get less foot traffic?
There has been in the past, and it's interesting how in the last 2-3 years that's turned around, because we've seen when we've created shared spaces like Fort Street, for example, and Elliot and a number of others that your listeners will be quite familiar with, we've seen retail numbers on Fort Street go up 400%. O'Connell Street's a classic, a shared space. Initially, we only had 40% support from business and property owners. We decided to take a punt and go for it, and we converted that that pretty much, you know, heartless street into a street that's got so much life now. It's a shared space, that is, it's people and vehicles, but at a very slow speed. But now we have got the property owners and the business owners knocking on our door, almost 100% of them, saying, stop all the traffic. This is just a runaway success. We don't want the very few cars that we have got running through O'Connell. So that's a big turnaround.
It's interesting, yeah. And what about people who live in apartments who might need to move furniture or just even get home? I mean, is there going to be exceptions for people that still would argue they probably do want to have their car?
Yep, and there are valid users of the city centre, and it's those that live there. And look, we need to get emergency vehicles through. We need to make sure we've got the logistics handled. The city centre needs to be serviced. But maybe it doesn't need to be serviced by freight and courier companies throughout the daylight hours. Maybe we can restrict them to 11 a.m. Maybe we can get cargo assembly points that are closer to the city centre, and then there could be electric cargo bikes that actually service, you know, retail and top up the shelves, etc. We're looking at all kinds of ways we can accomplish true open streets for people and keep the city centre humming away.
So next year's the trial, and then it's about 7 years or so. Is that sort of the longer term plan, if I'm correct, for light rail and all of that and all of those changes?
Yeah, but I don't want to wait. I don't think the council wants to wait, and the people of Auckland don't want to wait for 7 years for light rail to turn up. So we're probably looking at light rail coming through Queen Street and then coming down Queen Street and hanging a left on Fanshawe towards the Wynyard Quarter, and eventually, as is my hope, that it runs under the harbour to the North Shore. But why wait? 7 years is a long way off.
Yeah.
I think we could do it a bit earlier. Not the light rail, that's up to government, of course, but we could convert parts of Queen Street, maybe block by block, let's say customs to Victoria, and then from Victoria to Wellesley and Wellesley to Merrill in stages. We just need to be smart and inventive about this and get on with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll be speaking probably this time next year about how everything's gone.
Well, we've got the trials. Then the main thing is that we're going to definitely do some trials, and that could be things like, oh, we just take over some car spaces on the edge of the street and plonk some deck chairs there and have some fun, bring in some food trucks and some buskers and add some life to the street. And High Street, for example, we could seriously do something there sooner rather than later. It's a pretty abysmal area to try and navigate as a pedestrian. Great opportunities there. But one of the gems that I'm working on is an open streets plan, not just for the city centre, but for a number of centres right around Auckland. And wouldn't it be pretty cool to have an open streets day, maybe 10 until 6 on a Sunday, and all over Auckland there might be as many as, say, 10 open streets. Party time for Auckland.
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole Position on The Wire.
Yes, it is time for Pole Position. Today we asked our Twitter followers whether they supported the Auckland CBD becoming car-free, and the results are in. We had a huge outpouring of support thanks to Simon Wilson for retweeting our poll. We got up to...
Oh, Simon, yes.
Yes, we got up to about 72 of you got back to us. 88% in support of the Auckland CBD being pedestrianised. 12% say no. Not that surprising to me. What do you two think?
Yeah, what do you think, Damien?
As much as I enjoy doing manies up and down Queen Street, blasting Rock You by a Hurricane, High Street is an absolute mare.
It's
just
horrible.
Driving into the city is such a mare.
Queen Street's awful.
Yeah, how cool would it be if you had the Others Way Festival and K Road was closed off?
Yeah,
and you can just walk around.
I think High Street's the first thing that needs to be done, isn't it?
Definitely.
We had a tweet in from BFM alumni Joe Guy, who said pedestrianisation is a great necessity in urban design. I'd agree.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it'd be nice. I just think it would make it feel more sort of like community based.
Think of like Cuba Street in Wellington,
exactly.
Is what I always think of, how popular that is, how many people are always just wandering around, how well those shops do, and think of how Auckland could be if something similar happened here.
Let's go Auckland. Right, sweet, Pole Position done.
It's called democracy, sweetie, look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.